Hello.
Hello, Ramsey?
Yeah, is this Charlie?
Yes, sir, it is. How you doing?
Good, man, good.
Are you all ready to rock and roll here?
Yeah, just like I told you, I'm tired and stinking.
Okay, well, this is going to be the shortest part because, like I said, we already have everything in play for you. We just needed to make sure that you had the funds allocated.
Yeah, I did stop by Walmart, and I got that $250 in there. Now, you don't have that number, that card number on file. You need it again?
No, I have it on file.
Okay.
Right. It saved it here. Everything's in, but I didn't want to charge anything until I absolutely heard from you that, hey, we are good to go.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And it's still that Visa card, correct? I just want to make sure.
Yeah, it's the Chime Visa. Yeah.
Okay.
And it did actually show me where it tried to pull the $250 from it. So that kind of indicates to me that it will go through. I'm about 100% sure it will go through.
Yeah. Well, that's news to me now, too, that it when somebody else asks me that question, I'll say, nah, you got to have the full amount in there because they won't go. We've
right,
learned
right. I definitely went through that, you know, with other. And let me ask you this, Charlie.
Sure.
And you probably told me this, man. It's kind of me being tired and everything. So the $250 is a monthly fee, right? It's not pay a year or 6 months or anything like that. It's a monthly fee, isn't it?
Yes, the $250 is a monthly fee. It's every month.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah.
And that makes more sense because that would be the deal of the lifetime if I got it for 6 months or a year, just $250 and all that advertising. That'd be the deal of the lifetime right there. It'd be too good to be true.
That would be too good to be true. Yeah. So when that happens, we do offer 6 month deals, but, I think our 6 month deal is like $1,300 for 6 months.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's a one-time fee. And then
I might
want
to jump on that because, yeah, I bet I can do the math on it, and you probably save, you know, $200 or $300 anyway.
You save a little bit, you would save a little bit of like $200-$300. Yeah, you're right. I know if you do the year, which I think is $2,500, you save $408 or something. It comes out like monthly, $208 month to month. But like I said.
Oh, okay.
Once we have everything rocking and rolling here and you want to, you know, just do that, we can do that no problem for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
And just, Charlie, just so I make sure I understand,
sure.
Obviously, you know, I want to go through with it anyway. I'm just trying to kind of, you know, get all this in my head.
Yep.
So I know I'm going to be on Facebook, Marketplace, obviously Google. It'll take, you know, maybe, what, like 3 weeks to a month for it to generate up to the first spot. But what else is there? Is it just Facebook and just Google, or is there more advertisement, slots?
Good question. So, there's more advertisement slots for you. You will be located on Yelp. We are going to get you on the first pages of Bing and Yahoo. And then you are going to be integrated with Apple's, directory as well.
Wow. That's like everything. So yeah.
Yeah,
awesome.
So you'll have those there. I mean, the bulk of your customers are going to come from Google for sure, because that's where everybody mostly searches. But you have those lingers that search other places that like those, and we want to make sure that you can get those guys to pop up when they need your service as well.
Okay. And I'm also assuming, or I'm remembering rather, that they're going to call me directly, like the customer will call me directly, right?
100%.
Okay.
Yeah.
And do you have the primary as the 609? I forget if that's what we went with or if we went with the 8545, I think. It's a new number, so 867.
I have
I believe that's right.
The business number where your customers can contact you at is the 336-609-7990. Is that the one you want, or you want a different one?
The 609 is fine. Yeah, that'll work fine.
Perfect. Okay. Okay, so I have everything set here. I'm going to go ahead and do the purchase here. I'm going to book an onboarding call with you and my tech team. What is a good time for you?
As far as tomorrow?
Mm-hmm. Let me see here. Hold on.
Okay. Sorry, my thermostat's giving me a headache right now, so I'm trying to... Yep, I'm going to have to buy a new thermostat, looks like.
Okay, here.
Oh, so you're processing? Okay.
Let me see. It told me it was insufficient funds.
Now, that's why I asked you, was it 250?
No, it's
or more, because there's 255 in there.
It's 249 right on the dot.
Yeah, so
let me see.
Now it's pulling from the checking.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I may have to move some stuff around. Actually, you know what, Charlie? I'm going to have to move some stuff around is what I'm going to have to do. It is so weird. Hold on. I know what the problem is.
Yes. Yeah.
I literally have the 255 in my, well, Yeah, let me do that. Let me put you on hold.
I'm gonna do some stuff here while you're doing that for you.
Okay.
Get
all
everything
right.
That appears for you. Okay.
Okay, Charlie, try to run that again. For some reason, it wants to pull from my credit builder as opposed to the actual checking account. So I have 253 in the credit builder. You should be able to do it now.
Okay, that's kind of weird that it would do that.
Yeah, I don't really understand that either, but I believe that's how it works.
Banking at its finest, huh?
Oh, yeah. Digital banking at its finest. That's even better, right?
Digital banking, exactly. All right, let's see. Yeah. I think that works.
Take the people out of it.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah. And put the AIs in place and we'll be fine, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh,
see, you totally get me. Like, you speak Ramsey. You know, most people don't speak Ramsey, but you get it.
You remind me of my father. My father speaks Ramsey very well, so I know how that is. So I do want to say everything went through on this end. So there's going to be a couple of deals here, Ramsey. One, we're going to send you a couple welcome text messages to you. We're going to send everything over in email as well, so your invoice will be there. You also get stuff for, like, pictures and stuff like that for the Google Business Profile. Now, for my tech team, they're going to go over most of that stuff with you. That way you're not lost with everything that has been sent over to you. They're going to walk you through all that stuff. What's a good time for you, though? I have 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 1, 2, or 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for you?
Probably 11, only because I've got an appointment in the morning, but I should be done with that by about 10 o'clock. I couldn't see it taking any more than a few hours. And Charlie, I should have asked you this, but let me ask you. I think I understand anyway. Jesus Christ, I'm sorry. I'm tired. Like I said, when I got off, this is not the best time. Crap. I really had it in my mind and it just went, boop, just went out of my mind.
I know you got a lot of stuff on your mind too, so,
I asked you about they're going to call. Yeah, they're going to call me directly.
Yeah.
Wanted to know that. I understand when it's going to start generating, and I understand when they're going to call me tomorrow to finish the setup. Shoot, there was something else I was going to ask. Wow. What else do you got for me? It may come back to me.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm going to send you two things. So, one, I sent you a couple of text messages, so you should receive them. Let's see here.
I know what I was going to ask you.
Go ahead.
Do you already have my profile as far as what work I do set up, or will that be something that they will do tomorrow? What I mean to say is, painting is what K&R Restoration does, drywall, installation, finishing, and also, popcorn, ceiling removal. So I just wanted to make sure that that was kind of my wheelhouse and it was out there.
Removal. You also do installation, you said?
Yes. Drywall installation, drywall finishing, painting, exterior, interior, and popcorn ceiling removal. A lot of people, like to update. They want flat ceilings, yeah.
Yeah. For the popcorn ceiling removal, I know you have to test that for, like, just to make sure. Do you do that whole process as well?
What do you mean? You mean like tested as far as asbestos? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Yeah. Do you do that whole process as well for people?
No. Now, when it comes to, that's kind of the devil's in the details on that one.
Okay.
A popcorn ceiling removal has no potential of asbestos. When you're talking about plaster, which is from the 60s and the 70s, that's a different animal. So the popcorn, we're good to go. Plaster is where they need to actually test for asbestos.
Okay. And you don't do the plaster. You just do the popcorn. I just want to make sure that.
No, I don't do that as a rule. I may do that for a friend or something like that if they have, you know, a dated house or something, but it's not really something I want to get into.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. I have those for you then there. And then if you have any other services that you want to tack on, please let us know. We could always put those on for you so that way you populate in the services and for the services you provide.
Well, I guess the only other thing, Charlie, I might want to add would be, and I don't even know if it'll work, but you know, you go ahead and tell me if this'll play. Is light electrical and light plumbing, which basically means taking down a light or a ceiling fan or maybe even replacing the receptacle, stuff that you don't actually have to be a licensed electrician or a plumber to do. When it comes to, you know, being in a box or something like that, I would never do anything like that. But if it's light electrical or light plumbing, I think I'm okay to go there. So
like masonry work on that side.
Well, masonry work is not in my wheelhouse. That's more brick work, block work, things like that. And I just don't have, I could do it, but I don't have the knowledge or the experience to do that. That's actually one thing I don't know how to do.
Actually, I probably used the wrong term. Now I lost my train of thought of what it was. Cause I mean, we deal with customers like that too, that just have like light work like that.
Handyman,
yeah.
Maybe?
Handyman, maybe that's handyman? What I meant. I'm sorry. Yeah. Handyman,
okay.
Yeah.
And yeah,
like handyman.
That's how
like
I started
that.
Off. I'm definitely handyman. You know, I've done like screened in porches for people and, you know, fixing their gutters and things, you know, that's more general handyman sort of thing. So yeah, definitely.
Okay. Yeah. So that's cool. So I'll put that here for you as well. So you can do handyman work on top of all the other stuff that you provide and all this stuff you do for the painting, interior, exterior, drywall finishing, and installation, popcorn ceiling removal, and then a lot of handyman work with like plumbing. Handyman plumbing and then handyman electrical work, stuff like that.
Yeah, and miscellaneous.
And miscellaneous stuff. Okay, perfect. Yeah, I will definitely put that on there for you. And then what's your hours of operation?
Normally it's... 7 to 5 Monday through Saturday. I try to keep it pretty open.
Monday through Saturday, 7 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Take the Sundays off.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Okay. Okay, I got that. Now I know I was having a little bit of trouble here. Sending you a text message. Did you receive any text messages from us? I know last time when I sent you one, it didn't go through.
Yeah, my phone has been going off. I think I've received every one. So
I apologize.
Yeah. No, that's fine. I mean, it's the process.
Yeah. Okay. So there's three that went to you then.
Okay.
Yes, it is. Three local splashes. Yes, sir.
Okay, so the one that reads, okay, so Ramsey thinks you're choosing local splash, you sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Please click here. It'll say
my.localsplash.com. One says initial invoice, and one says welcome local splash.
Click the Welcome Local Splash.
Click the Welcome Local Splash.
Okay.
Let me see if that one's it. That's your emails, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. This says 30, 45 days to begin receiving results. Says login, credentials within 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a lot of links to click on here.
Is there one that says
forward/terms
with your
phone number on it?
No, let's see. Let's go back out. URL.
Actually, what I can do is... I'm going to send you the link, to your email really quickly.
Okay.
I'll just personally send it. And then you should have received an email from me. It's a Google Calendar email. Should come from Charlie.
Okay.
Just click yes there, and then that'll just let my tech team know that, hey, we have a meeting tomorrow with
Ramsey. Not yet, Charlie. The only three I've gotten is the local splash support.
Check your spam folder for my email.
Maybe? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I got you right here.
Perfect. You just hit the yes on there.
Crap. Yes. Let's see.
Should be a green button.
I'm so bad at this. Okay, so I click on the Charlie in your last name, and it has the my phone number. God, I'm so bad at this, man.
So what do you see on your phone? I'll be able to walk you through it.
Okay, so I've got one with Charlie in your last name, and I don't even want to say it because I don't want to throw up all over it.
It's Mollenkamp.
Mollenkamp. Okay, okay.
Yep.
I got Charlie Mollenkamp, and that's really all I've got. That's all I've got. And it doesn't have – let me click on it again. It's basically got my information, my phone number, the date today – and it says, why is this message in spam? Unknown sender. Has guest. It has your name. It has view all guest information. Maybe it's that.
So where it says unknown sender, so does it say anything for me for you to click to say I know sender?
Well, it's kind of like the way I'm reading it is that you're still in spam. So it's asking me, do you want this person to be in spam? It says report not spam. So should I click on that and it'll take you off spam? Okay.
And then it'll take you to the
email. Okay. Let's go back. Okay. So you're out of the spam. Yeah. Yeah, I think this will work. Terms and condition link. So this should be it, right?
Perfect. Yes.
Yes.
So I've got localsplash.com terms. I click on that, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Let's see where that takes me.
It'll take you to local splash terms of experience. It'll read at the
local
top.
Local splash terms of experience. It'll read at
the
top.
Oh, okay. Okay, so it's got an I agree for the SIM and I certify authorization.
Mm-hmm.
So click on both of those and you want check marks on those.
Yes, that way we can just send you updates.
Yes,
and then you're just going to sign your name at the bottom and then click confirm.
Sign your name at the bottom and then
going to take you to a login form.
Okay. Confirm signature, click here, name above, signature. Okay, awesome. Okay, so it took me to my login.
Perfect. So that login...
So that login
is going to be for you tomorrow.
Okay.
My tech team's going to create everything, and then they're going to give you the login information, and they're going to walk you through everything on how to track everything as well.
Okay.
So they'll be able to do this. So you don't have to worry about that patient right now. They're going to circle back to you tomorrow during onboarding call for you.
Okay. But this is where I'll go.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, for sure.
All right.
And then... So I have everything set up for you here. I have the 11 a.m. That's Pacific Standard Time, just remember.
Yeah, that'll be my time, so that'll be like what, like 9 o'clock your time or something like that?
No. 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, my time. So 2 p.m. your time.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. I thought you were talking about my time. So it'll be 2 p.m. my time. Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
I got you. Okay. Yeah, that'll work.
That works perfectly. Okay.
That works perfectly. Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right, Ramsey. Well, I have everything here. I'm going to work on this, and then I'm going to send it over to the 15th so we can get this ball rolling for you tomorrow. Do you have any questions for me?
No, no, Charlie. I think that's. I think we covered everything.
Perfect, perfect. Okay. Well, I appreciate it. I want to formally welcome you to
the class.
We treat all of our customers like family. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to work on your stuff here. That way they can call you tomorrow and we can get you rock and rolling tomorrow by 2 p.m.,
okay?
Okay, sounds great. And, you know, not to blow smoke or anything, but that's exactly how you've treated me. Like, I've dealt with Yelp and I've dealt with, you know, Angie's and other people, and it was definitely subpar. You know, you guys definitely, y'all's customer service, your personal customer service is impeccable, to be honest.
Appreciate that, Ramsey. I really do.
Absolutely. And you didn't give up on me, man. I know you were probably like a few times, you were like, this dude, you know, he's, I don't know, or whatever, but you didn't give up on me. I really appreciate that.
I don't give up on my customers. My dad's a small business owner, so I understand what this brings to the table for them. I know you guys get busy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, and you know, I'm a bachelor, so I don't have, you know, the wife or the children to help me do really anything. So it's all on me, you know.
Yeah, much respect to you, too, on that.
Yeah,
I know
it's
just tough.
I know it's just tough, so.
I appreciate that. Definitely, definitely.
All right, Ramsey. Well, I'm going to get working here. I will call,
right,
we'll call back to you tomorrow.
Here.
I hope you have a great night. Get some rest.
And
then we'll get to you tomorrow, okay?
And then we'll get to you tomorrow, okay?
Okay, sounds great, Charlie. You have a good afternoon, and I'll talk with you guys tomorrow at 2.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it, Ramsey. Talk to you later.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it, Ramsey.
All right.
Talk to you later.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.